The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Give This with Tony Martin and Cal Wilson.
That's right, Cal Wilson is with us, increasing the Kiwi quotient on the bench. That's right, we're all on the dole today. Should we say that?
Yeah.
People love to believe that I'm still on the dole somehow.
Right.
Been here 21 years, but...
still on the dole.
Still collecting those
payments. Great.
Hey, who's the hottest person on television? Who's it going to be? That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then to balance the hotness, antiques.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, finally, antique hot people.
Oh, look. Ooh. Can we dare to dream? It's all coming up on Get This.
They don't actually know what they're doing. I think it's incumbent upon parents to explain that that's not appropriate and maybe even take it that step further and explain why it's not appropriate.
Thank you very much. Frankie goes to Hollywood here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, the program that's brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. And that's our panel operator, Richard Marsland, on his own drum machine. We've got Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
And, of course, Cal Wilson.
Hello.
Spare.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Do you like that music there?
I do.
I reckon you get ready for next year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really? Just me and the drum kit.
I reckon.
Yeah, it'll be you and the Rogue Traders.
And don't you want some special music today, Ed?
Yes, I've got a Fister update.
Oh, really?
For later on in the program, which will be good.
So you could call for the music now if you wanted.
But you'll probably play me singing Your Body is a Wonderland.
No, I think you've got the perfect...
I would like that very much.
I'd like to hear the music, please.
Okay.
See, we were hoping he wouldn't have it.
Don't bait it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just there, the only three of us can see what he's doing.
Look.
Here we go. This is, and here's the update.
See, the only reason we played that whole thing, we were hoping that he wouldn't have it, and then he would have to sing it himself.
I know, but he's hoping for. But he's always got it at the fingertips. Ernst Pfister is in town. Apparently, he's gotten to the point of being general manager of SeaWorld Nara.
Mm.
Very good for a Pfister. Yeah. And
is he your relation? Do you think?
I'd say it's probably the same person going under Ernst and Otto. Ernst is a made-up name. No one's going to believe a first name of Ernst. Glad I got to hear my song.
That's so, right. We've opened with the Otto Pfister update.
Mm.
It wasn't even an Otto Pfister update at all.
What's your point? He feels very competent and comfortable engaging with the people.
Are you impressed by this professionalism you're seeing here, Kate?
I am. Well, what I like is the fact that you think that Pfister is such a common name that he wouldn't bother to change it because you'd just assume it was a different Pfister. So Ernest and Otto are enough of a difference that you go, it's not the same guy.
Well, you see, you're impressed by Ed's professionalism,
and it's got
such a reputation that if you go to our Wikipedia page, I don't know what is going on there. People are changing it every day. Can
slander,
we just go down? Here we are.
Slander.
Guest hosts.
Yeah.
It says, kidnapping Guzzi Sampson from a movie set is also planned for the near future.
Yeah.
Although, as it was an idea thought up by Ed Cavalier, this will likely not come to fruition. Who's doing that? Who's adding that?
My detractors.
Someone in a cape.
My numerous detractors.
Is it you, Richard?
No.
You, Ricky
never,
M, the actor Ricky
do that
M.
If I wanted to. Right. Sure.
So what is...
you're a whiz with the drum machine. Why can't you be good on the computer keyboard?
Did we announce that we were going to kidnap Angus from the set of Where the Wild Things Are?
And actually, you said it, not me.
I don't know if I actually went as far as kidnapping. We just want him to come in.
Yeah.
But he's not allowed.
Anyway,
he's one of the wild things. Yeah. Do you remember Maurice Sendak?
Yes, I do.
Where
yes.
the Wild. I'm miming one of
excellent
them.
Excellent mime, Tony.
It's eerie.
Well, okay, so I know the Guzzi Sampson fans want him in here. We're going to try and do that. We've played the Perfect Strangers theme for those two people who like to have sex to it every time we put it on the show.
I'm going home now.
Despite the brevity of the clip. Cal, thank you for coming in.
That's all right.
What have you got there?
I've got the world's best magazine.
What is that? What's
the
world's best?
Well, you know, I like a bit of gossip, like a story or two. I like your NWs and your Whos and your Famouses and all that kind of thing. But what I found is Pick Me Up.
What's that?
It's a magazine that promises more real life for your money.
How much money are we talking?
We're talking $2.95.
Wow.
It has real life stories on the cover, back from the dead with a spooky talent.
What is it?
Gunned down by the butcher. I haven't finished.
Whoa.
Leaping for my life on the way to church. My psychic toddler.
Whoa.
And tormented by my missing leg.
And that's just one person.
That's one person. But what's even better, on the inside it's got, next issue, the best real life stories. My parsnips were arrested. Measles killed my brother 32 years after he caught it. Uh-huh. Being a dream boy ruined my love life.
Oh.
And savaged, but my false leg saved me. The leg has redeemed itself for the next episode.
But the thing is, when you're reading the New Weekly, and you know it's rubbish, but because this insider's cited,
yeah,
you're going, well, maybe Brad and Angelina have broken up. Maybe it isn't just that he's popped off to make a film for the weekend.
Yeah.
But when your parsnips have been arrested, I mean, I can't make the leap.
Well, what's so great about this magazine is that it's supposedly true life stories, but it's all clearly written by the same person who is obsessed by people's ages, because it's all things like, it was a typical afternoon and my husband Sam, 87, and I was on a picnic with my grandchildren, Connor, 7, Anna, 4, and 18-month-old Rowan, to give my son, Alan, 33, and his wife Juliet, 35, some peace. It's all like that. But the best thing is this Nana, right? This is a story about Dorothy Towers, 83, Lutterworth. What she's done is her and her husband have been attacked by people who they've found under their table. Thugs
How long have those people been there?
It just says, suddenly I felt someone watching me. I peered around. There was a young lad in a dark woolly hat crouched under our dining table. What the heck are you doing, I yelled.
Was it the dog that she'd put a beanie on and forgotten?
It was a young thug. So it goes on. He's looking for money. She's trying to fight him off. La, la, la. My blood boiled. We were pensioners. They were young lads who could go out and get work, but they were too damn lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's found the poker and she's had enough. So she goes, right, I've had enough of you, I yelled, brandishing the poker at the lad nearest me like some elderly swashbuckler.
So this is like magazine for old people.
Yes, absolutely. And then it says, it goes on, I lunged towards him. Finally, he looked up. How long has she been lunging and how long has it taken her to lunge? It
takes a while.
Look, I'm prepared to believe that somebody has a mystery bloke underneath their table.
Two blokes.
But how does that become a story in a magazine?
Because it's called Nans of Courage.
Nans of Courage.
That's right.
It's an ongoing Nan of Courage.
That's right. And it's Just Call Me Super Graham and Bombs Away, I yelled.
And and what section of the newsagents would you find that magazine?
I find this in the Grand section.
What else is in there?
Can I win any cold hard cash?
I don't know, but my brother Paul, 23, came out of the drive.
How do your parsnips get arrested?
Yeah, is that in there?
I'll have to buy the next issue.
What
that was
crime would a vegetable be able to commit that would attract the attention of Mr. Plod? I just want to know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Here I go. I can win 300, like, 300 those things. 300 pounds. Bucks.
That's a pound symbol.
Oh, good. what do I need to do?
You can win a Dolmio hamper as well. You have to... Oh, you just have to fill in the form below. And the questions are, my family members are name, age, and relationship to you. And then it's got, my family is special because ...
Right. Because they leave me here with this man under the table. Look, I just don't think that is the magazine for all the latest information, as you claim,
it's got
Carol
great
Wilson.
Star signs. I have to say, this is for Capricorn. The first sentence is, feeling sluggish?
Yes.
That'll be Uranus.
Feeling sluggish, that'll be because you're 97. When I want to know what the latest information is, I get onto the internet and read the blogs. Everyone's got one now.
Yeah, you
know who has got one?
Who's that?
The Iranian president.
Good.
I can never say his name.
Give it a crack.
If I say it wrong, it's probably, you know, fatwa inducing.
Oh, well. That's a risk you're going to have to take.
Mahmoud.
Yep.
Ahmadinejad.
That's okay.
I'm a dinner jacket. That's what I'll call him.
So what's he up to?
He's got his own blog.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get, it's mostly ranting against the West, obviously.
Mine is too.
But there's also, he thinks Hillary Duff is hot. he can get tickets to a secret jet gig.
Okay.
He thinks Brett Ratner's direction ruined the last X-Men film. there's plenty of WAV files of his guitar solos. You might want to check them out. he spends most of his time, he claims, on YouTube watching guys dancing in their bedroom. That just says September 11, LOL. He's got there.
And at the bottom it's got 99% fatwa free.
I'd like to think so. His hobbies include surfing the net, hot babes with 5 exclamation marks, Red Dwarf, the goodies, and not building nuclear weapons. That's what he says. So there's your choice. Pick Me Up magazine, Or I'm a dinner jacket. Blog. Okay. We're underway. We're informed. We've had a completely baffling first couple of minutes. But it is Get This. It's the Chili Peppers, Danny California. It's Get This on Triple M around the nation with Cal Wilson sitting in. And, of course, brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Such a good idea to bring that
That's
drum machine.
That's my favourite one. That's the best one we've had so far, man. That was atmospheric. I felt that, Rich. Was that about unemployment?
That was, I have no idea.
Social comment, was it?
I felt that, Rich.
It's quite political.
I certainly got a picture of the remarkable safety features of the Vito in my head as that was going out. Cal, normally when you come in, we have the TV on and we look up and there's old repeats of Skit House with you doing
sketches. Yeah, I try and organise that especially.
What was the hardest thing they had you do on that show?
they put us in prosthetic noses and made us vomit porridge on each other.
Oh, this sounds like fun.
That's was pretty good.
We were playing witches. I don't even think it got shown in the end, but
filmed.
They had like a fire hose full of gold porridge and they put it all over us, and I'm a sympathetic vomiter.
Are you really?
Yeah. So if someone around me is like throwing up, I tend to do a little bit of the same.
And is that a chemical reaction or is that just to try and hide their embarrassment?
No, I think it's just repulsion. there's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story, but there's something else. What were you saying is on up there?
There's a thing called fairy dance time.
Wow. I auditioned for that.
Holy moly. But it's on now. But anyway, there's four of them, and it's all like, yay, what's going on? Everyone's so happy. Yeah. But then on the end, there's just a fat guy in a bumblebee costume doing naturalism. Really natural acting. So they're like, wow, what are we doing today, bumblebee? And he's like, well, I guess we'll probably dance, and then probably have to buzz a bit, and then we'll get an ad break.
Just pulls at a loose bit of his shoe for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Looks moody.
Has a cigarette. Walks off. Stinging someone casually on the way out.
Well, watch out for that.
Brilliant.
There's always good stuff on the telly. I'll tell you what's coming up. When you see the phrase world premiere.
I love that phrase.
What do you assume?
It's the first time it's ever been shown anywhere in the world.
Channel 10 are running promos at the moment for Blackjack. Ace Point Game with Colin Friels, world premiere. It's world premiere except that it was shown in England in 2005.
Ah, well,
all those blackjack movies were shown on the BBC years ago. And they made them Channel 10, just haven't bothered to show them. But I love how they go, well, we'll just say it's the world premiere. Sure, it's been on in other countries around the world, but because it's the first time it's on in Australia, that's a world premiere.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
That's some high self-esteem, isn't it?
It's a continent premiere.
Yeah, it's a hemisphere premiere.
Hemisphere premiere. It even rhymes. It's great.
It's the fifth world premiere it's had so far. Fantastic. But, you know, you mentioned that magazine. It's an odd magazine, I have to say. I was thrown by that. Pick me up.
My mind's like a sieve, I joked to my friend Corin Kwok 20.
So is it because the older readers need to know the age of everybody?
I don't know. I said lying in a bed to my mum, Shan, 30. It's all there.
But I know, you know, a lot of the older people enjoy the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah. Some of the younger people like it as well.
Yeah. Great show.
It's on, is it on maybe Channel 9?
It's on 9 of an afternoon, I think, as well.
But it's on Foxtel, and there's this bloke, David Dickinson.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to say Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, same
here. Can you just queue up the third of those Bruce Dickinson clips, just so that people know who I mean when I say exactly. Bruce Dickinson?
But hey, fellas, guess what? That's the best one.
Yeah, that's Christopher Walken.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a fantastic sketch about the Blue Oyster Cult that was on Saturday Night Live. Bruce Dickinson.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Not that. Dickinson.
If you're baffled, have a look at it on YouTube. It's there.
Yeah.
And if you're still on YouTube, go and look at impersonations of people you don't know, which is what I'm into at the moment.
Great stuff.
And if you're still baffled, you're probably listening to this show. David Dickinson is the bloke in the pinstripe kind of suit. He's quite severe.
Yes.
He's English. He goes around, he values antiques.
Okay.
But now he has his own reality show.
What about?
Called Dealing with Dickinson.
What does that mean? What do I do?
Well, this clip will explain it.
Okay, great.
But it's, because that's the name of the show, it's sort of incumbent on him to get the phrase Dealing with Dickinson into the show as many times as he can.
David Dickinson, the Duke, is facing his biggest ever challenge.
There is £50,000 of my money.
He's giving £50,000 of his own money to six individuals who have little or no experience of the antique trade.
We're going to have an eye-popping, cracking lot of kit on that stand.
The bottom line is, if they lose money, then he loses money.
From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson, noble...
I love a bloke who talks about himself in the third person. That's always great. That's when you've lost it.
So I go on the show. Yeah. I know nothing about antiques.
That's right.
Dickinson gives me $50,000.
Of my money!
Of my money.
What an idiot.
Right. To go and spend on something that, as long as it's eye-popping.
Yeah.
And
the only, and kit, it's a cracking load of kit.
Right. And the only problem is, if I get it wrong, he's going to tell me that I was dealing with Dickinson.
Man, you've just pitched the show of the year in, Keverly.
That, I'll take the money, bro. You can tell me I'm dealing with Dickinson as much as you want. I'll be on one of those upright scooter things zooming off into the distance.
I'd be buying clothes. I'd just go and get shoes.
You'd be in so much trouble because it's my money. And he's really stroppy if they spend it on, like, somebody spent like $900 on an ashtray or something. And he just goes off at them.
Well, we paid $1,400 for it.
What, with my money?
With your money.
It's not your money. No, let's just get this one thing right. This is not your money. This is my money.
I didn't buy it, David.
No, I'm stunned.
Trust me, star. I didn't buy it.
I believe you. I'm not saying you bought it.
I won't buy something that twee for you and your brown furniture store. I ain't buying that.
What do you mean for me and my brown furniture store?
Well, because you're into brown furniture.
I'm not into brown furniture.
Yes, you are.
You've got to say here.
Yeah, not me.
What we've got to say is this.
I am not even.
Will you just listen for a change? Just listen to what I'm going to say.
I am not.
From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson.
It's insane.
I like the way brown furniture sounds like a euphemism for something disturbing.
What do you mean, my brown furniture store?
Where have you been looking?
But, yeah, and he, something else he's always going on about is globes. He loves talking about enormous globes.
Again?
I'm going to say to you, this is sheer heaven for me. And I'm drooling already with this pair, this huge pair of globes. And they're 25-inch globes. We're looking at over £200,000 for this magnificent pair of globes. And I'm going to say these are probably the finest pair of globes that are on sale in the country today.
Stormy globes! Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Oh, blimey, does he love a globe.
Hey, you are dealing with Dickinson,
well,
all right?
Yeah, I know, and thanks for the cash, bro.
Hey, well, what's coming up on next week's episode?
Next week, David faces a team mutiny.
I see there's somewhat of a meeting going on here.
We want some of our money, David.
From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson.
Maybe you need to get a segment dealing with Cavalry.
Yeah. Yeah, you're dealing with Cavalier. I gave you $2 to get me a Chico roll. What have you brought back?
You've got to get angrier, though.
You are dealing with Cavalier. This is a Mars bar. What have I said?
What do you mean, my brown Mars bar? Oh, look. Okay, so that's antiques covered.
Well, I'm more globe nutty than Dickinson as well.
You are globe nutty.
Silly for globes.
I didn't know there were that many fingers on the human hand, Nikki Hamilton.
Gone over.
Nikki Hamilton is telling us that we've gone too far. We better really listen to her because we are dealing with Hamilton.
Get this.
Have I done my homework? My homework has been over 25 years. Print that.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M. Cal Wilson's here. Do you like synthesizers, Cal?
Oh, I love a bit of synth.
Because our panel operator, Mr. Marson, just brought in his synth and drums, and it's time for Ed to have a crack at it. What are you going to do, Ed?
I'm going to start moody, then go a little. Then I'm going to go a little bit high, and then I'm going to start singing.
All right, let's hear it.
2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Moody.
It's almost in tune.
Yeah. Gets better.
Yeah?
Give us a melody.
Okay.
Ah! It's pretty good.
No hands.
Don't ruin it by singing, though. That's Fleetwood Mac here on Triple M. Get this. I know that's one of the favourites of our guest, Cal Wilson.
Yeah. Not loving it.
True.
No.
We need to get Stevie Nicks in here.
Yeah.
And then we need to get Tim Rogers in here to ask if that story he told years ago on Martin Malloy was true, involving a straw in somebody's bottom.
Oh, I've heard that story.
Yeah. Apparently it is true, but
we're willing to believe it.
Been told not to repeat it on here.
No. But so we can all just go, it's on the website.
It's on the website. There's so much on the website. Have you been to the Get This website, Cal Wilson?
I have.
What have you found?
I was excited that you put the giant poo on there.
Oh, we did.
That you know the...
You mean the big potato.
The big potato, sorry.
If you go to our co-host's page, just look for the picture of Matt from production with a bag on his head. Click on that, and it's got a list of every single guest we've had and lots of clips. It's just hours of free, you know, in the era of petrol costing so much money, interest rates, spend an evening piss farting around on the Get This website.
Maybe not an evening.
No, not an evening. It's probably better things to do in an evening. like what, Ed Cavalier?
You could try and fix the bad rap that cloning's getting of an evening.
That is the most tortuous link in 4.5 months.
It's going to get worse. Look, the scientists are worried that they're having an uphill battle to educate a wary public on cloning.
Yeah.
Because they think films give it a bad rap.
Oh, so people have seen, like, you know, Total Recall or something like that.
Well, exactly. They've seen Star Wars, and they don't like the clones in that.
Well, the fact that they cloned Jake the Musk wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. Jake the Musk?
Yeah, the guy that played Jake the Musk was the one that they cloned in the Phantom of the Thing of the Thing of the Opera Menace Part 1, 2, 4.
Thank you for bringing the Kiwi references onto the program.
So there's that one.
That's
so
true, wasn't it?
Jake the Musk.
Yeah.
And the well-known documentary, Austin Powers with Mini-Me. Apparently that's freaking people out as well.
So this is like a few weeks ago when Hogan's Heroes had to be banned because it was giving a false impression of life in a concentration camp. Gilligan's Island is giving a false impression of, I don't know,
hanging out with sailors.
Oh, look, I'm looking through the mags. Oh, what about our email show yesterday? Many emails. We couldn't get to them all. And we did our, you know, costume party thing yesterday.
Sweet dress-up party.
Lauren has emailed in saying, last year I built my own Dalek for a Halloween party. Seriously, I wish I could send you photos, but I'm at work. Exterminate, destroy, destroy. Thank you, Lauren.
Please send photos, Lauren, when you get home.
She could be in a lot of copyright trouble with that Dalek. You're not allowed to make Daleks, is that true?
What do you mean?
Well, we used some Daleks on The Late Show.
Oh, yes.
And then we had to pay like about $1 billion to use a 7-second clip of it on our DVDs.
Wow.
And it was just a shot of two Daleks getting hooked together and a big Tongan bloke coming out going, wheel to the left. Move on, you're spoiling it for everybody. And we had to, like, it took about 3 years of applying to the BBC to get permission to use
Worth
that.
It.
What if you made, like, an own brand version? You call it the Darlink or something like that.
Like a Labradoodle.
Yeah. Oh.
Should we talk animals? No, let's save it.
We're saving that?
Okay, yep.
Just giving us a bit of sizzle. Yep. I'm looking through the women's magazine.
What do we got?
As per usual. Mm. I don't know. We love the quotes from the insiders. Do you get into that, Cal?
Yes, I've got one too.
Matthew McConaughey, notorious playboy Matthew McConaughey, has attempted to take advantage of Jennifer Aniston's rumoured relationship troubles with Vince Vaughn by asking the actress out on a date. But listen to this for a quote from Matthew McConaughey. She's an incredibly sexy woman. Mm. We have a lot in common, Matt told a friend. We're both fitness buffs and we both love the beach. We'd have a lot of fun together. Is that something he would say ever?
No.
Well, this is also a weird thing about Jen and Vince. It's someone has written, in a move guaranteed to silence those with doubts, they went from carefree lovers to a serious relationship when they said, I love you, for the first time during a meal Vince had prepared. That doesn't even make sense. Why would you say I love you during a meal? It's like, I love you, but this is awful. Like,
Who's the...
You haven't provided citation.
It's just fact. It's not even insider. It's actually just in an article. It's presented as fact.
No onlookers, fellow diners?
No.
That is perfect for the fellow diners.
If they're
not onto it, then... What about the under-the-table types? Woolly-hatted under-table thugs.
As I lunged towards him in slow motion.
What else have we got here?
David Copperfield's found the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yeah.
And how interesting. It's on an island that he owns. he's bought some islands for $50 million. Where did David Copperfield get $50 million?
Out of a hat.
He illusioned it up. All right. And he's found a Fountain of Youth, and it costs $300,000 a week to go to his island.
Yeah.
And he says that you put dead leaves in the water, and they come back to life.
Yeah, leaves, that's really, I mean, I don't think people are taking their leaves.
Do you think he's just making a cup of tea, like a tea bag tea
What if your pet leaf dies?
Leif Garrett, what if he goes?
I think he has for about 5 years.
I have found an onlooker.
Oh, yeah.
Kirsty Alley, off the fat wagon, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Kirsty was very animated as she talked to the people sharing her table, explains an onlooker, that even though she was friendly, it was obvious that she was more interested in her strawberry ice cream cone.
Wow.
She chewed on that chocolate bar as if she was in rapture, an onlooker says.
Wow, those onlookers are earning their money, aren't they?
And they know what rapture looks like when they see it.
I'm still... Hang on, David Copperfield's Fountain of Youth. How's he going to prove that?
That's just the thing. I knew you'd say that.
So obviously he's going to stay the same age as he is now forever.
That's the test. Right. David Copperfield is not allowed to age 1 second from now on. Right. Now, Copperfield, who turns 50 next month, so he's 50,
right,
said he's hired biologists and geologists to examine its potential effect on humans, but he's not inviting visitors to swim or drink it from it just yet.
It would be better to swim in it, because then your outside would be young, but if you just drank it, you'd just have a really young throat and stomach, but you'd be old on the outside.
Good, check that throat. Okay, well, obviously we'll be providing Fountain of Youth updates as the years go
on. Yeah.
I'm just looking for anything else in the women's magazines.
What's going on?
Pamela Anderson pregnant already?
Oh.
I think that's just a third breast she's having installed down there. Just a spare.
It's a space saver. It's like a spare tyre.
And what about Pete Doherty? 1 week after declaring he'd never reconcile with on-again, off-again Kate Moss, Pete Doherty has revealed that the couple are engaged and are intending to exchange needles in a moving ceremony next month. Where's my boing and drum? Talkback Mountain next. Yes, that's you too. Here at Get This on Triple M, Cal Wilson is with us. What have you got in the magazines there?
Well, you know how you like your bad headlines?
Yeah, we love them.
Your pun headlines. So yes. so in Who magazine, you've got Tori Spelling in a bad dress, so she's spelling mistake.
Yeah.
Then you've got Scarlett Johansson just doing something, and it's Scarlett's Web.
Yeah.
I found a celebrity who's like done their own dreadful headline.
Oh, no.
So Jane Allsop has had a baby. Congratulations to her.
One of our co-hosts on the show.
So she's had a baby called Indiana, and then apparently she says in the moments after the birth, the new mum texted all her friends, Indiana Zach escaped from the Temple of Womb.
Doing her own.
That's brilliant.
I guess that's a way for actors to get into the papers.
Yeah.
Take him. And then she said he was such a tiny little thing, it was like I dropped a cocktail prawn onto the seat.
We're going to have to ask about that.
That's great.
That's correct. Cocktail prawn.
Good work.
Fair enough. Just reminding you, we're brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Moody, Rich. Yeah. Moody.
That's kind of big pig.
Way downtown.
It is big pig. That's a game phrase for a New Zealander to say, by the way.
What was it?
Big pig.
All right. Yeah, it's nice. Nicely done. Are we going up the mountain? Do we want to do
Let's
that?
Let's do it.
Let's climb. Yesterday, Ed was claiming that Elisha Cuthbert is...
Ow.
Exactly. Oh, I think you're exactly... Have we got that little sound there? You were saying that she's... like throwing a lot of water on a barbecue,
yes,
apparently.
Hot, sizzling hot.
Okay.
She's hot.
We'll accept that.
Man.
But who else is hot? I see the Sydney Morning Herald have ranked the best-looking people on television.
Can I guess who's number one?
Who?
It'll be Hawkins.
Hawkins. Mm.
Second will be
Stephen Hawkins.
Yes,
Stephen Hawkins.
It'll be TV
I'm
hopeful.
Hot. TV I'm hopeful. So hot. No, TV hopeful Jake Ward. You're wrong.
Good.
Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
Patrick Dempsey, who's that? You worked in a video shop for 8.5 years. You should know. Remember, Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh yeah, no, I'm with you now.
Remember, Loverboy.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm with you now.
Kind of he was like a kind of a Rob Lowe.
Yeah, that's it. Patrick Dempsey. Fair enough.
Contemporary of Anthony Michael Hall back in the 80s.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Jeez, that guy made geeks look good. Anthony Michael Hall was a geek, and then he inflated. Suddenly, in Edward Scissorhands, he was Gary Busey.
What?
He turned into Gary Busey overnight.
We all do that at one time or another.
Who else we got? Third will be like Gail. Does she count as being on TV?
No, it's Lillian Cold Case.
Don't know who that is.
Her
name's not Lillian Cold Case.
Oh, Lily in Cold Case.
Lily in Cold Case.
Okay.
Jesse Spencer. Yarn Event is at number five.
No, that's one of those things where they had to like split the networks. Otherwise, they would have got upset.
Right. David in Big Brother. Erica Haynatz. Tom Welling from Smallville. Eva Longoria. And, of course, David Dickinson from Dealing with Dickinson. You are Dealing with Dickinson!
I'm going to...
He's so hot.
I want to throw in a nomination for that dude in the ads about the rabbits. Too many rabbits in China. Rabbits. You know that guy, the old guy that's driving
brilliant.
The bus? I don't know if he's that hot, but he's the best actor on Australian TV by far.
Well, let's say he's hot.
Yeah. It's amazing, real. He's fantastic. Here's some names. I'm going to throw some other names at you. And you stop me when you get to one that you know who they are.
Okay.
Justin Melvey.
No.
Nicole Dixon. Fiona Horn.
She's the witch or something.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Kim Johnston.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know her.
Do you?
Yes.
What's she from?
She's from breaking up with one guy and going out with her dancing partner.
Well, that will stop it there. They're on a show we're not going to watch, so it doesn't matter. Right, now, Tone.
What was that about? That was the list
That was Celebrity...
That's Celebrity Thingo. Survivor,
yeah.
Right? And my point was who? Oh, who are these people?
I don't know, but are they hot?
No.
Who do you find hot on the telly, aside from Kim Bauer?
Well, she's the only thing in my head at the moment, so I'm going to stay with her. Who else do I like? I can only remember people from You Can't Do That on Television. And, you know, Tone, I'd like to change it. We're going to have a dovetail today, so we want to know who's hot on television. Now, look at that. This is a picture from the paper, from the Brisbane Courier Mail, where a Labrador is licking someone's, mouth.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. And now I find that disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'd like to dovetail with, is it okay for your animals to lick your mouth?
Yeah. No.
I think you can get fairly close with the Labradors. They're so cuddly.
How close?
They're so cuddly.
How close?
You can get on other parts of the face. Labrador owners will confirm.
Your mouth.
This is not weird.
Licking on the mouth.
I'm a cat.
Not on the mouth. You wouldn't go a tonguey.
I'm a cat owner. So cats have little, efficient, raspy, sort of exfoliating tongues, right?
Yeah.
Dogs, when you get licked by a dog, it's like being slapped with wet ham. It's a disturbing
thing. I don't like it.
But they're so cute.
They're so cute, those
Labradors. Those honey-coloured Labradors.
All right. So that's what we want to know.
I don't think we've heard enough about who's hot on the telly.
Oh, sorry. I'm just excited. Tone, who do you find hot on the telly?
Any newsreader, any female newsreader, like, say, Helen Kapalos on 10, if they're to talk about relief at the Bowser, that immediately makes them hot. I like the woman who says, rage.
I don't know who
she is.
Yeah. Some old Triple J.
She's good.
I've noticed this, that a lot of female announcers on radio and things, like when they're doing ads and stuff, they all sound slightly turned on.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems, and it doesn't happen back home, but I've noticed that it's just a little bit exciting coming up after the break.
It could be anything at all.
Yeah.
What about you, Rich?
I have a thing. I'm actually with Tony. Monica.
What?
No,
hang on. This is our bombshell.
Yes,
I love a guy with his own drum machine.
Monica Attard from Media Watch.
Oh.
Really?
Firm but fair.
You look a little bit like her.
That's the thing, firm but fair. It's got the whole school mom thing going on. Yeah. Like she's telling you off.
Wow.
Somehow it feels so good.
See, this is very out of date, but I used to really fancy Mr. Spock from Star Trek.
Really?
Moy.
Jeez.
And Basil Brush. Make of it what you will.
I'm still just picturing Richard Marsland at home of an evening with the woman from Media Watch, him impressing her with his drum solos and her correcting him on his grammar.
Well, he's dressed as a honey-coloured Labrador.
All right, who's going to be hot? I don't have time to go through the cast of On the Buses. Save to give us the music anyway. Here you go.
You've got to watch it.
Yeah, because we've been going on about On the Buses. I've been going on about On the Buses. Ross Noble went on about On the Buses. Dylan Moran went on about On the Buses.
Yep.
And younger listeners are calling in saying, what the freak are you talking about?
Yep, myself included.
Apparently Channel 9 this Saturday night are showing an old episode of On the Buses.
Please, people, watch it.
And we'll meet you back here on Monday and we'll see what all the fuss is about.
Got time for a song?
Barely.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3. Who's hot on the telly? Ah, yes, that's the blessed onion of souls. Hey, Leonardo here at Get This on Triple M. We're up the mountain and I am in a room full of cat lovers who all seem to think that it's weird to have a dog licking your face. There are millions of dog owners out there.
And licking your mouth.
Never put an animal in your mouth.
You wouldn't put an animal in your mouth.
No.
Richard Gere likes
delicious.
To do something similar, apparently. Who's telling us who's hot on the telly?
Oh, Darren.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, how are you? Who do you think's hot on the telly?
I think, actually, the sexiest person I've ever seen on telly, I'm not sucking up, I don't think I am, but Cal Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her a couple of years on the Melbourne Comedy Show, and I just fell in love.
Oh, that's lovely.
Stay on the line.
Yeah. And what about dogs licking mouth?
I wouldn't say it's a bad thing. Like, I wouldn't let him lick my mouth.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't go, kiss someone afterwards.
Fair enough.
Yeah, on the cheek is all that sort of, cheek or chin is pretty much okay, I reckon.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm into that.
I love it's a serious discussion.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just say our producer has just cut in to inform me that on the buses, this is important information, is on Channel 7.
Okay.
Not Channel 9.
What
I love
time?
The idea that the networks are fighting over who's got on the buses. I just assumed because Russell Gilbert was presenting it that it would be on 9. But has he gone over? Has he gone over to 7?
Over.
Pardon me.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, good. Who do you think's hot on telly?
Look, you can't go past Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Do you like the gowns that she sports of a morning?
Oh, look, hey, it's always a bag of surprises with what she walks out on. The shoes, they're just fantastic.
A bag of surprises.
You have a man that notices shoes.
Yeah. Smooth. Dave, dog's licking face?
Look, my wife gets a kiss goodnight by the dog, and she doesn't give me a kiss goodnight. So it's getting to the point that either the dog goes or I'm going chasing Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
Yeah, good luck,
wow,
sir.
Yeah.
Apart from the chasing Kerri-Anne Kennelly bit, that is our place. Right there.
Really?
There's a lot of dog kissing going on.
That's enough of that. Hello, Daniel.
How are you, mate?
Very good. Who do you think's hot on telly?
The brand power lady.
Yeah.
She's so generic.
Oh, I think she's so hot as well.
And the different tops that she wears accentuates her body quite voluptuously, I think.
Nicely put, sir. Especially what you said off there.
One of the things I love about our callers, the effort they put in to clean up their language when they get on here.
Well, I should say Daniel had some very fruity language off air. No, that's all right, mate. And tell me, dog's licking face?
Love to.
See? It's not unusual.
I love that he's taken that as an invitation.
I've got a 16-month-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and every day kiss her in the morning, muck around.
Night,
she sleeps beside me.
Oh. See? Well, that's kind of nice, I think.
Yeah.
No, it is, mate. There's no kinky shit going on there.
There's the fruity language we come to expect, Daniel.
Thank you, sir.
No, lovely to talk to you. Hello, Peter.
Hey,
yeah, very good. You're calling from Bris Vegas. And tell us, who do you think's hot on the telly?
Natalie Glizrowski or whatever her name is, down the Gold Coast.
She's a Gold Coast weather girl?
Yeah, on Channel 9.
Okay.
She's also on the footy show sometimes.
Right. Now, if you're a Gold Coast weather girl and you're not hot, something's going. What are you doing? What was that noise?
Oh, just went over traffic, train line.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, hope don't stop on them.
Shot someone with a nail gun there.
And driving the train.
Peter, dog's licking face?
No, but I don't mind a pussy on the face.
There we go.
Hello.
There it is.
It was always going to happen.
Something for the cat lovers.
Thank you so much.
The cat lovers are so happy.
Is that the end of the segment?
It's not our key phrase. Don't look at me like it is.
Please tell me that wasn't just a really long, long setup for that.
Yeah, the entire four and a half months of this show have been leading to that.
That moment.
Now we can stop.
He was so happy with himself, too. He was so happy.
Cal Wilson, thanks for coming down to our comedy gutter this morning. We've obviously got to hook you up with that first caller. He was quite keen.
Yeah.
Absolutely, said my dad, David Warren, 55.
Oh, yes, don't forget to check out that magazine where everyone's age is revealed. It's called Pick Me Up.
Right.
And thanks to everyone who called in.
Yeah.
And our key phrase today, I think it was, you are David Wendickinson! And we'll be back tomorrow with Michael Ward.
Nice.
And it's all brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Keep your drum machine to yourself.